Offside.
Žvižganje na lastno odgovornost. Več tisoč ljudi je na Slovaškem, predvsem v prestolnici Bratislava, protestiralo proti vladi premijeja Roberta Fica zaradi sprememb kazenskega zakonika in ukinitve urada za zaščito žvižgačev. Po prvem protestu prejšnji četrtek so se protestniki vrnili na ulice v ponedeljek in nato še včeraj zvečer. Ficova koalicija spremembe uvaja med sojenji več uradnikom in članom vladajoče nacionalistične in deklarativno socialdemokratske stranke Smer, zaradi korupcije v policiji, med katerimi je medijsko najbolj izpostavljen poslanec in nekdani direktor slovaške policije Tibor Gašpar. Ukrepe so protestniki označili za državno pomoč mafiji in zahtevali Ficov odstop. Prva sprememba kazenskega zakonika, sprejeta v četrtek, predpisuje do enoletno zaporno kazen za sodelovanje s tujimi silami pri sabotiranju volilne komisije. Druga sprememba uvaja do polletno zaporno kazen za zanikanje ali spodkopavanje dokumentov, ki urejajo pogoje po drugi svetovni vojni.
Lutovat sa nadávať a piť a stále hladieť späť. A aké to vlastne.
Potek protestov za začetek povzame slovaški dopisnik portala BNA Intelinews Albin Sibera.
There were renewed protests led by the opposition parties, or more specifically the opposition parties which are not regarded as populist parties, and this is primarily the centrist Progressive Slovakia party, as well as Christian Democratic KDH party and the neoliberal SAS party, as well as non-parliamentary center-right Democrats. And the major protest was held in the capital Bratislava, where about 5,000 protesters rallied. And there was another larger protest in the second largest city of Košice in the east of the country, where something close to 2,000 of people rallied. And there were other rallies held in other regional towns and cities across the country. And the main heading or theme of the protest was to stop the mafia capture of the state. And it was in response of more legislative changes to the criminal code, which alarmed not just the opposition, but also anti-corruption watchdogs and transparency NGOs.
Eden od glavnih razlogov protestov je ukinitev urada za zaščito žvižgačev. Vladne razloge za vložitev takšnega predloga predstavi sogovornik.
There's of course fear that as I already mentioned, several of the Smer F officials who face criminal investigations, and Tibor Gašpar, who is a legislator, is one of the highest ranking Smer official who faces a criminal investigation and allegations of being part of a criminal ring, which includes his relative Norbert Bader, who is an oligarch, a Nitra based oligarch, and whose connections over the state have been in recent years subject to numerous media reports, and as I also said subject to criminal investigations, and what you already mentioned, the dismantling of the Office for the Protection of Whistleblowers. It could also, analysts and legal experts fear, affect people who have a protection in other criminal cases, namely policeman Jan Čurila and his associates, who have been instrumental not just in several criminal investigations, but they have also been under constant attack from the current Minister of Interior, whose name is Matúš Utaj Eštok, and he's the leader of the Hlas Party, which is a key coalition ally of the Smer Party. And Matúš Utaj Eštok, he's been handed a couple of fines from the Office for the Protection of Whistleblowers after He dismantled an elite police unit of which Jan Čurila and his associates were part of, and after he moved them to various different departments, which was accompanied by public smearing of these people who have a protection status. And the office handed numerous fines to Matušić.
Poleg ukinitve urada za zaščito žvižgačev pred enim tednom je parlament sodiščem prepovedal uporabo dokazov pridobljenih od obtoženih z dogovorom o nižji kazni. Po novih pravilih smejo delodajalci tudi večkrat zaprositi za revizijo odločitve o dodelitvi zaščite.
What also sparked the protest was also the manner in which these changes were adopted. And include also new measures to actually diminish the collaboration with the people who have a status of a collaborating witness, which meaning a person who was involved directly in the crime under the investigation, and who is now willing to cooperate with police. And these are, as I also said, usually key witnesses in some of the most high-profile criminal investigations that were opened when the Smer party was in the opposition during the years 2020 to 2023. So there is a fear that paving the way for reviewing of the rules under which these witnesses were granted protection status could actually lead eventually to the removal of the protection status, could lead to the collapse of the criminal investigations, and could also lead to public smearing and threats against these individuals.
Predsednik Peter Pellegrini je dan po sprejetju ukinitve urada za zaščito žvižgačev izdal veto proti ukrepu. Koalicija ima sicer zadostno večino, da ga preglasuje. S takojšnjim vetom je predsednik Pellegrini parlamentu dejansko omogočil, da o ukrepu ponovno odloča na zadnji parlamentarni seji letošnjega leta in ne šele konec januarja na prvi seji po novem letu. Kot pojasnjuje Lucija Virostkova, novinarka in predavatelj na oddelku za žurnalistiko Univerze Komenskega v Bratislavi, bi lahko bila ukinitev zaščite žvižgačev tudi v predsednikovem interesu.
So far he's not been very outspoken about this concrete case, but the fact is that he himself in the past was accused of taking a bribe, and it was by a cooperating witness. A cooperating witness was claiming this. So in a way, he's also personally involved in the whole issue. Even the Minister of Defense, Robert Kaliňák, actually commented on this matter, saying that, well, why would he veto this? He has also been affected by this. So we shall see, but there's a quite high political pressure on the president to actually veto the legislation. So we shall see. A lot of experts, legal experts, and the public, and all these protests, they all sort of put pressure on him to really think it twice, and yeah, veto the legislation.
Hkrati z izločanjem najpomembnejših prič iz sodnih procesov proti članom vladajoče stranke Smer je parlament potrdil spremembo kazenskega zakonika, ki predvideva do enoletno zaporno kazen za sodelovanje s tujimi akterji pri sabotiranju volilne kampanje. To sledi Ficovemu večletnemu ponavljanju trditev, da so v preteklosti različni tuji akterji poskušali sabotirati njegove kampanje, za kar sicer dokazov ni predložil. Potencialne posledice te spremembe kazenskega zakonika predstavi Sibera.
The so-called sabotaging of election campaigns, online activity. Media watchdogs fear that this could be used to target journalists as well as online influencers, and that this carries a criminal offense. Presumably this could lead even to a jail term if used to target a journalist critical presumably towards the current ruling coalition, even though of course the legislation is framed in more general terms. But there's again a wide consensus that the government could use it to silence its critics. And there is, in the past 2 years, there's been a wide scale, I would say even conspiratory hoaxes that Robert Fico channeled into the media, and where, without presenting evidence, he accused governments of several countries of meddling with internal affairs in Slovakia, and this includes, as you already mentioned, the United Kingdom. He also accused the previous Czech government, and he also accused Ukrainian government and also Georgian units fighting for Ukraine army. All these variously he accused of allegedly meddling in internal affairs of Slovakia, of trying to topple his government. And this is, we need to stress, absolutely baseless, and Fico did not present any arguments. He used it to attack protesters that at various points of his latest stint in power have protested against the measures that he introduced.
Druga sprememba kazenskega zakonika je kriminalizacija spodkopavanja dokumentov, ki urejajo povojne razmere, kar se nanaša na Beneševe dekrete, uvedene med letoma 1945 in 1948. Poleg izgona sudetskih Nemcev iz Češko-Slovaške je zadnji predvojni in prvi povojni predsednik Češko-Slovaške, Edvard Beneš, z njimi odredil zaseg premoženja Češko-Slovaških Nemcev in Mađarov. Slovaški zemljiški sklad je leta 2018 ponovno začel zasegati kmetijsko zemljo pripadnikov mađarske manjšine s pravnim argumentom, da bi morala biti ta že zasežena po drugi svetovni vojni in je tako trenutni lastniki ne bi smeli podedovati. Zasege je prekinil leta 2022, vendar jih je znova začel izvajati naslednje leto po nastopu trenutne vlade. Vlada je kriminalizacijo nasprotovanja Beneševim dekretom predlagala potem, ko se je proti naknadnim zasegom zemlje na podlagi povojnih ukrepov izrekla opozicijska progresivna Slovaška.
The main opposition party, Progressive Slovakia, has highlighted the problem that came about with some people being told by the state institution that controls the state land that it should have been confiscated and that they do not own it. So there have been cases like this that people were told that their land that they thought that was theirs, probably they inherited it or so, that it actually that it is not their land because it should have been confiscated due to the Beneš decrees. So these are the things that happen at the moment. It's like these Beneš decrees are being applied in the court cases, and that's the problem that this opposition party highlighted. And the coalition parties straight away reacted by criticizing this opposition party for bringing up the Beneš decrees and for trying to delete them, to cancel them, which should not happen because it was the historic document and it would cause other problems.
Z nasprotovanjem naknadnemu uveljavljanju Beneševih dekretov poskuša stranka Progresivna Slovaška pridobiti podporo mađarske manjšine na jugu države, ki je domnevno zaradi vpliva mađarske nacionalne televizije na zadnjih volitvah večinsko podprla Ficovo stranko Smer, meni Sibera.
There's a very sizable Hungarian minority that stayed in the country, that predominantly in the south of the country, and which has in the latest elections, actually in 2023, has been targeted by Smer, by Robert Fico's party, who has tried to capitalize on the fact that the neighboring Hungary and its state TV is largely under control of Viktor Orbán, or the state TV is completely under control of Viktor Orbán and his Fidesz party. And they are able to broadcast into southern Slovakia, where this sizable Hungarian minority lives. and which actually which supported surprisingly Robert Fico. So the reason I'm saying surprisingly is because historically, in the past 20, 30 years, in the post-socialist era of Slovakia, this Hungarian minority preferred liberal parties, as liberal parties in general were not very nationalistic, which in Slovak case usually meant anti-Hungarian. Now, there was a major change in 2023, and the analysts, they largely view this as a result of the influence of Hungarian state television in southern Slovakia, and which was able to turn actually a large part of the ethnic Hungarian electorate in Slovakia in favor of Fico, and to which the largest opposition party, which according to the polls is also the most popular party in Slovakia, Progressive Slovakia, has in recent weeks has tried to compete for.
Ena od madžarskih manjšinskih strank, Madžarsko zavezništvo, se je po kriminalizaciji prvič pridružila drugim opozicijskim strankam na protestih proti vladi premijeja Roberta Fica, ki se vrstijo od lanskega decembra. Več o vplivu dogajanja na pozicioniranje madžarskih strank pojasni Virostkova.
One Hungarian community party was actually cooperating with the President Pellegrini's party on this. That was so ironic about it, that President Pellegrini himself was saying that this should not be happening, that we should not apply these historic documents that relate to tragic and bad things that happened in the past to the current court cases. He said it himself, but now that this political debate has come about, he's saying, no, that is not what I was saying. So this Hungarian political party is now joining the other opposition parties that had organized protests before.
Zunaj madžarske skupnosti so povod za proteste predvsem spremembe na področju sodstva, pojasnjuje Sibera.
What we saw with the protests is that this was another wave of the protests that had been going on for the past 2 years against the government of Robert Fico and against the moves of the government, which are seen by the opposition and by the protesters as aimed at safeguarding the smear officials from criminal investigations. So I think this was the primary concern. And we also saw that these protests were largely in the cities where the urban electorate is favoring liberal parties. So I don't think these protesters were really affected by that one paragraph that is referring to the post-World War II settlement.
Vladajoči socialni fašist Robert Fico tako slovaški opoziciji še vedno daje razloge za proteste. Protesti po enem letu ostajajo brez vpliva na dejanja vlade, je pa opozicija dobila priložnost za zavezništvo s slovaškimi Madžari.
Verim, že se to da. Verim, že se to da.
Offside je pripravil Matej.
Verim, že se to da. Že se to da. Verim, že se to da.
Ne kičmaruš, kačmaruš, šr. To pomeni po mađarske kenler pivu.